This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour. It's Mark with you.
The Libertarian Banker.
And Daryl.
Libertarian Banker, thanks for stopping in and spending the show with us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.
New Hampshire, it's so nice up here. And the funniest thing that I've noticed about New Hampshire is the road signs have the man's face on it, the face in the rock.
Yeah.
Which apparently he doesn't even have a nose now. Didn't his face fall off?
The entire face fell off.
The old man on the mountain.
There is still a caretaker for the old man on the mountain.
Is that an elected position or appointment?
It's an honorary appointment. They have no real duties. It's just somebody that the governor wishes to appoint.
The one in 2004 or whatever when the face fell off clearly wasn't doing his job.
Right. So I'm wondering, can we sue the caretaker for dereliction of duty?
What good would it do?
It would be humorous. It would be more humorous than
so
some of the
bone.
Stuff that's happened on this show earlier tonight.
Well, yeah, there's no shortage of that. 855-450-3733. We're going to take your calls here. Looks like we got, I tried to take Lloyd in Detroit previously. We'll see whether or not he's still on the line. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, what's up? It's Lloyd from Detroit. Yeah, man, these callers tonight have been freaking boring, dude. I'm not even kidding.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, no, seriously. And, dude, the British guy, oh, my God. That guy's been calling for like a few nights, but earlier tonight he was like, "Yeah, well, if I got a laptop back from the FBI, I would just open it up and check the flux capacitor and make sure it was all working correctly." What an idiot, dude! But
I'm not going to use any equipment that I have gotten from the FBI after they're doing some kind of investigation. And everybody I've talked to, when you get a piece of equipment back from the FBI, it's non-functional. So that's just, you know, that's anecdotal. I don't know for certain, but I wouldn't be interested. One thing I can tell you about the FBI raid is in two cases, they removed a portion of the hard drives from a computer. Why would they leave if they don't know, if they're taking all the equipment and they're saying, well, it could be on this camera, it could be on this, or they don't have any idea. Why would they leave some of the hard drives and take some of the hard drives? To me, that says either A, it's retributive for us talking on the air, or B, they were going to put something on the hard drive. And it's been two and a half years, in which case they haven't done that, so I can only presume it's retributive. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just think he's a total idiot. But yeah, it was really interesting, though, how Mark earlier was talking about jiu-jitsu, because, as a matter of fact, I was doing some naked jiu-jitsu with Lauren Rumpler last night. It was.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that happened. Lloyd, thank you for the call.
855-450-3733. I knew it was a crank.
That's a good one, though. Hey, I like that.
One of the better crank callers. He's infatuated with Lauren Rumpler.
Well, she's a young, attractive woman. There's no doubt why. And she was here on the air for some time. I don't know exactly. I can't remember exactly why Lauren's not on the air anymore, but whatever.
She stopped wanting to drive from Manchester, probably.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
No doubt. So we were on a story, believe it or not, and the story was something that I've suspected for a very long time. It may not be the best science behind this study, but then again, it's hard to do science when you're studying real life. But basically that it seems like immigrants are more entrepreneurial than Americans are, that we have enjoyed our lifestyle. We have expectations of how we're going to be taken care of. Whereas when people come from other countries, they're like, woo, I got freedom to open a business.
They're more willing to make a risk.
Yep.
People that have, you know, I'm going to say basically nothing. And I don't mean, you know, like nothing, but they're more willing to take risk than somebody that has stuff.
Yep.
I realize, you know, you can't start a business with nothing. You have to have something, but you're more willing to risk all of that for, you know, the huge potential. And there are studies that show that in different sort of scenarios, people are more willing to hold on to a guarantee than to risk it on of potential, whereas if you have nothing, and hey, if you do fill in the blank, you could get $1 million or $1 billion. All right, yeah, I'll take that risk. Or you've got $10,000, you can, you know, put it up, and then here's the odds of it becoming X. Well, no, I'll just keep the guaranteed.
Yeah, your downside as an immigrant coming to the country is limited, and your upside is limitless almost.
Right. And Mark, you've talked about, you've got a friend that came here from Romania with like $100 in his pocket.
Yep, he was going to college. He had gotten some kind of, you know, ability to go to college, and that, you know, it was wise of the United States to keep him. He's been very successful. But what I think of oftentimes when I think of immigrants is, you know, people that'll come over and say start a restaurant. Let's use Chinese food restaurants, for instance.
Yes.
Many times you'll think American first wants, well, first I got to have a car, then I've got to have an apartment, then I've got to be steady and have the nest egg and open the business and all that other stuff. A lot of these people say, I'm going to get me a storefront and I'm going to start serving food. And if I'm going to, and I'll sleep in the back with the rats if I have to,
right,
or whatever. I'll sleep out by the dumpster. And I'm going to make money. I'm going to be successful so I can get my family over here. That's a whole different way of approaching things. I'm not
right.
saying that there's rats.
And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier about behavior and your finances and your, the way you succeed in life is based on your behaviors. It's not based on, you know, anything
right.
else but that. It's not luck. It's you worked your tail off for it.
Right. And I've heard, you know, some people, especially those that are anti-immigrant, one of the arguments that they have is, did you know that they have, like, five families living in the same house? And, like, they're being smart financially. What's the problem?
I think that, well, if you're living next door to five families and they don't keep the place clean, you're probably going to be upset.
Yes.
And there's a whole
then
bunch of kids.
Complain about them being dirty, not there's five families living there.
Sure.
But the vast majority of people that are running a small business that have multiple families living in one place, pulling all their money, they're not making a mess because they know they've got a business to maintain. They have stuff at stake.
Understood.
And that's really evidenced by this study that we were doing from the National Foundation for American Policy. This was from March 2016. I won't go into the executive summary, but the gist of it is that immigrants have started more than half of America's startup companies that were valued at $1 billion or more.
Okay.
Privately owned.
Privately
startups.
Owned, not public companies. So these are people who have, from the ground up, founded a company, grew it to $1 billion without any public in or IPO, you know, stock
right.
infusion. Over half of them immigrants have founded. And it just goes to show the work ethic behind these people.
Right.
And, Daryl, I was reading the list. You and I were kind of looking through the list.
Yeah,
earlier
we found out on page 13 of this 33-page document. And I will post the link to this thing on the Facebook and
so
the Twitter.
So you can study it ad nauseum.
So it doesn't actually define startup, but it sounds like, and Banker, you had speculated that this means company that was not spun off from another company.
Sure, started by an individual, a startup,
right.
started
so
from nothing.
One of these, for
like
instance, is Bloom Energy, headquartered in Sunnyvale, California, founded in 2001. K.R. Sridhar from India is the founder. It's a power generation company. They now have 1,200 employees, $2.9 billion valuation.
An energy company is going to have a high valuation because they're, you know, it's costly to do what they do.
Some of these other ones, FanDuel, which yep. some people might be familiar with, their founders are all Brits. They have a $1.3 billion valuation. They were founded in 2011. They only have 159 employees. So they've got a very streamlined company.
Nice.
Some of these yeah. have less than 300 or 400 employees.
Yeah, nothing will ruin your day like an employee.
So Uber, Uber, everybody knows Uber. Great company, use it all the time. That was started by an immigrant. $51 billion valuation. 900 employees.
An immigrant to the United States, of course, now they've gone global.
He was from Canada, though.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah.
It counts in the study.
It does to me.
Well, I didn't know Elon Musk was South African.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
You have to watch the YouTube channel. Musk Watch! 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets, and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Libertarian banker.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. Tell you about my Blink home security system, actually. I used it last night.
I have one as well.
I was. Did you?
I bought one with your URL.
Lots of listeners have, I can tell you that. We know that, well, they keep coming back, and we get some idea of their numbers. We're hitting their goal as far as sales. They don't sell for much. They're only like $125 or something for one of these systems. And then we get you a 15% discount. Again, don't quote me on that number. I haven't looked at each individual one. I don't have it sitting in front of me. But I'm just giving you a roundabout for the numbers. And it's great. It takes almost no time to set up. Now, for me, I was up a little later than I thought than I should be, because I have it set for even 11:30 or midnight. I'm not exactly sure what it was. I was still up, and it caught me on camera. And so my
you
phone...
You got to notice, somebody walked in front of the camera.
Right.
Who is that?
See yourself walking in underwear across the...
That's right.
Well, was it like that scene in Spaceballs?
Yes.
Where you're watching yourself, and then you wave, and then you see yourself wave?
Oh, no, I thought you said, we ain't fine. Nothing. All right.
No.
855-450-3733.
So finish telling us how one can find a Blink home security camera so that they can also startle themselves at their house.
Yeah, that's right. I've nearly forgotten here. You can get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys charge and an extra 15% off. You visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, and I cannot stress to you how inexpensive and easy this is to set up. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to Matt calling in from Lynchburg. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I caught the tail end of your last segment, so pardon if I don't have an accurate interpretation. My issue with what I heard is this. When someone comes on the air and they just start talking with broad brushstrokes about immigration, it automatically creates the impression that anyone who's against illegal immigration is against all immigration.
I think they kind of are. Because if you support the morass, the bureaucratic morass, I mean, do you like dealing with the government?
Well, listen,
do you think they're fair people?
I think we have laws, and we have to have laws and order.
Does the government follow the laws?
Orderly. Okay, let me ask you this. If you go to
you're not going to answer the question.
Well, just listen. If you go to a high school football game on Friday night, that's fenced in, and people have tickets, and they need to know who comes in. You pay. So why would it be any different at our borders? Your local pool. There's plenty of people going to public pools in the summer. They're fenced in. You have to come through the gate. But somehow when it comes to the border, if you say, well, no, you should go through the proper channels and let us fetch you, then somehow you're against anybody coming in. That's sort of the impression it creates when you just give these broad spats about it.
Hold on. So you're talking about completely different things. So you said that when you go to a football game, you show them a ticket. You said that when you come to America, you have to be vetted. Those are completely different processes. I have never, when attending a sporting event, had to, go through background checks to be able to enter the arena.
I've gotten a pat down.
Well, you didn't cut a hole in the fence and sneak in either, did you?
Well, the United States would probably be a lot better off if they let people, if they sold tickets.
They would have sent you out of that football game or out of the pool or out of anything for that matter.
Well, you're talking about buying tickets, and at this point, many of these immigrants are spending $10,000 to sneak across the border. Most illegal immigrants here, if you want to make a big deal about illegal immigrants, are here overstaying visas. But regardless, but people who – it's always about the border crossers, the people that would rather swim the Rio Grande than climb the mountain of paperwork that it costs to get on the border. And, by the way, age out.
Well, and listen, the article we were reading was about what immigrants add to our society and to America. I mean, it's night and day what we're talking about here. And so I'm not asking, what is the law? I'm asking, what is right? What is good for America? And
what is good for America?
I mean,
what's good for humanity?
All right, let me ask you about
the poll.
We could say that thing about any demographic. For example, I could say black males and these certain jobs have contributed this in sports and athletics or whatever. You pick any sure. job where black males have. What, am I now supposed to ignore what's going on in Chicago and the killing that's 80% black males and the victims are...
those are Americans.
Black males and Latinos, 93% of the victims are either black or Latin.
What are you doing? Like, those are Americans.
What are you going to do about the black male problem, though? You see, that's the thing, is that if you attempt to do something about a black male problem, you'll be quickly labeled as a racist, right?
Exactly. That's why...
There you go.
When you, well, not well,
lumping everybody together. Here's what I'm saying. Listen to this.
No.
Open
no,
borders. Wait, before we go
it's
on,
a
Matt.
Fact. It's not lumping.
I didn't claim
fact.
It wasn't, Matt. I asked okay. what you were going to do about
well,
it.
Well, then it's not racist. If I say, if
I didn't say it was.
80% of the victims in Chicago are black. That's not racist.
I didn't claim you, that you were racist. I okay. just said right. that there's nothing you're going to do about the black problem. And here's my other point. Openborders.org, a place full of economists. The Cato Institute, another place full of economists who have studied this exhaustively, say that the world would see a doubling, a one-time doubling of the world GDP. That means we all make a lot more money if we just stop this whole, let's make sure that this group of people who were born on that side of this line can't go over here and make a better life for themselves thing. Do you want to be richer, Matt?
You can't. Well, you can't say I'm going
yes,
to ignore the law because I financially benefit.
Matt,
have you ever driven
this point makes me so sick.
On the
slaves, when they escaped from the plantation of they ignored the law. The Quakers, when they hid them in their barns, ignored the law. The people that hid the Jews ignored the law. The law is written by liars and thieves, and you know it. So I say,
well,
if it's a good law, you ought to follow it. If it's a bad law, you ought not to. Because Washington, D.C. doesn't follow your laws. Cops don't follow your laws. When's the last time you saw a police officer pull another police officer over and give him a ticket for rolling through a stop sign? Don't pretend like the lowest and the poorest of us have to follow laws and the rest don't.
Well, that's not the way the world is.
That is the way the world is. I haven't said anything counterfactual yet.
You can pull out. You can pull out small examples that are statistically so insignificant, and you can find a little example every day to reinforce what you already believe. But if you look at the big picture,
what big picture am I missing?
How about a billion-dollar companies? Is that a big picture?
How about the big picture that the average American commits 3 felonies a day because there are so many damn laws, nobody knows what is legal and what is not?
Well, the only people I see getting away with things are the politicians. They seem
to have and they write the laws.
100%, brother.
Well,
you believe them? You want
to
follow what they do?
No, he just wants to complain.
You'll never get law and order. Law and order is a phantom. It's like asking...
If you don't have borders, you don't have a country. I mean,
Bull.
Would you agree to that?
Bull. No, tell me the time in history that a country has had borders like the United States.
I think just about every country.
Nope, not one.
Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Patrick Holbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. Do you realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists, paid for by Patrick Holbeck for governor.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
FBI documents released under the Freedom of Information Act showed the agency believed that former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was singled out for recruitment by the Russian government. President Trump, who is spending the weekend at his New Jersey club, fired off a series of tweets blasting his own Department of Justice after it released more than 400 pages related to foreign surveillance warrants targeting Carter Page. It describes the former Trump campaign advisor as an agent of a foreign power and states, quote, the FBI believes that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. Bipartisan lawmakers say the documents do not show any wrongdoing by investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Libertarian banker.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. We've been across the board tonight. You never know what you're going to get on Free Talk Live. Tonight, payday loans, car payments, debt management, trolls talking about pedophilia. Immigrants are more entrepreneurial than your average folks, which makes sense. I mean, you know, a gentleman called in, claiming that it felt like we were kind of lumping immigrants in with illegal immigrants. I support free people crossing the borders of free countries freely. If free people can't cross the borders of free countries, you don't have free people and you don't have free countries.
Right.
Now, I understand the law and order setup. I believe that this country should have far fewer laws and we should obey them. But when it comes to this...
If they're just.
However, when it comes to immigration, I think we need to look at the facts. Yeah, it's a fact. People have committed misdemeanors by crossing the border. But it's also a fact that the United States was built by immigrants. And it had a porous border in at least until the 1960s. And you can't say that countries exist without strong borders. The only country that has stronger borders than the United States is North Korea. Countries have existed throughout mankind. 9,000 years of countries have existed without strong borders.
Right. The first immigration law in the United States was the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1872.
Which means the country had been around for 100 years before any problems, any claims of immigrants being a problem. Or
and Daryl told me earlier, according to Ann Coulter, her descendants were not immigrants. They were settlers.
Her ancestors.
Her ancestors, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
They were settlers, not immigrants.
Yeah.
And as if there's a difference.
And look, but here's my policy. For those that don't know yet, I'm going to make it clear one more time. Anybody should be able to come to this country. They shouldn't receive one single penny of your tax dollars unless you want to give. You can give them money if you want, but
then it's
no
not
tax,
a tax
dollars.
Dollar.
No tax dollars. And they should never be able to vote. And that's going to solve the vast majority of people's concerns that surround immigrants. You would see a whole big change. Because here's the problem. The problem is socialism. It's not immigration.
Mm.
Because people, governments throughout time have wanted more and more and more people because people are a resource.
Tax cattle.
But now that we have socialism, you got to take care of everybody. And obviously somebody who's used to a lower standard of living could live on the small amount of money that they get from the government. And, hey, life is great. No problems here. That's what I say is the problem. Socialism's the problem, not immigration. You need to define your premises.
Yeah,
right. And so, then there are also the people that will say that open borders is socialist. Point to a socialist country that has open borders. I'll wait.
I can't think of one, but I'm sure.
Right. I'll keep
it's
waiting because
work.
Nobody can point to one.
Socialism isn't going to work with free immigration, in my opinion.
Right.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico about democratic socialists.
Oh, yes. I have been letting you know for years that I'm a Democrat socialist.
I thought you said you were a communist, but all right.
That's a new buzzword.
The thing is that we really are communists. But I think we have to change the number because of bad stigma.
Okay.
So people think that socialism and communism is a different thing, but in essence, it's the same thing.
All right.
But so that's what I am. But you know, I don't know if socialism is immigration. But what I know is that Social Security, pension, Medicaid, retirement—they're all socialist programs. And welfare, and by the way, disability is a communist program. And that's why you guys attack it so much. And that's why you attack me.
How are you disabled?
I don't think we've ever attacked you. We've attacked your policies.
Well, yeah, and always criticizes me that I'm getting a free, that I should work, but I'm just taking something from other people. He's always bashed me about my
disability. Have you ever met anybody? I mean, I presume you meet people who are on disability. There's probably a disability office or something, right? Have you ever met any of these people that you feel like could work and make money and pay taxes?
Well, you know what? Why should I judge other people when that's how they look at me?
Well, that's what humans do. Humans judge other people, Sarah. So, you know, have you ever looked at another person receiving disability and said to yourself, my, I don't think they're really that disabled? Has that ever gone through your head?
Say that. Well, that's what people say about me. People say that there looks like nothing wrong with me, and say that I talk about and call in and talk about red light cameras all the time. I could work. Okay, but he's a computer guy. He's a computer geek. He acts like he has a degree in psychology. But what he's really attacking is a communist program.
How can I go about getting this free money that you get? I mean, I want some free money. How do I go about doing it?
Well, why don't you put yourself in a mental hospital, okay, and then...
I'm sure that I could qualify. Somebody would be happy to let me in a mental hospital.
Tell us the juicy details on how you get around welfare or the welfare requirements. Let's go.
Well, that's what happened to me. I wind up in a mental hospital. I lived on the street for 10 years, and so they tried to sign me up for disability, so I finally signed up. So what you're saying is you're attacking communism when we take care of people that need help.
We don't take care of them. The government steals money from people and then
spends it poorly.
Does a bad job of taking care of people. Charities are going to do a lot better job. But I will admit, charities are probably not going to be likely to support people who are sort of marginally disabled. you know, the ones that could maybe work, right? Like, you probably could go to work, right, Sarah? Like, you could get up every day at 8 a.m., get ready, go to work, and do something. I mean, it may not be the greatest job in the world, but you could do something, right?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I could talk on the radio, but are you guys going to pay me? You guys are the one that's always asking me for money. You know.
So, Sarah,
how much do you want?
When have we ever asked you specifically for money, Sarah?
Well, on the radio, you always put those people that pay the money onto some thing.
Oh, the amplifiers.
And put them on. Yeah. And, you know, so I call in and talk about people, pedestrian fatalities. Are you going to pay me $1,000 a month?
You're not providing enough value.
$1,000 a call?
Wow.
Wow, you have a really unrealistic view of how much money we make here.
Sarah, when I was a banker at a bank branch, one of our customers was a company who hired mentally disabled adults to make trinkets, you know, gifts. They did like promo items, stuff like that. And their entire staff of about 250 people were mentally disabled adults. And so there are programs out there that you could go to work. They are accommodating. So you not being able to go to work, it's not it. You don't want to.
She wouldn't answer the question as to whether or not she could go to work. Could you, Sarah?
The thing is, I have not. I really cannot work on the books. I have not worked since I cracked up, since I got put in the mental hospital. I have no work record.
Well, I can understand why you wouldn't want to, Sarah, because, I mean, if you did go to work, then you'd lose the disability, and who wants to do that? See, there's no reentry program, really. They don't have a way where you can, like, I'd like to test this out and see if I'm ready, because then they'll just, you know, they think, oh, well, she says she's ready to go back to work, and they yank it away, and
so
then it's years
like
until she
can
get it back.
The little baby bird, you just get kicked out of the nest, and there's no going back to the nest.
See, the government stinks, Sarah. It's not trying to get you back in the workforce. And you're not trying to go.
Do you think if they cut my check off, do you think that I would get a job? I just wind up back homeless.
Yeah, I just told you about a program where they hire mentally disabled adults, and you've said in the past that you have a mental disability, not a physical, correct?
Right. But,
so why don't you go work for one of these places?
Well, I'm going to stay in one of the New Hampshire the shelters that you guys support and panhandle you guys when you come out of your house. That's what
awesome.
I'm going to do. Cut my check off. You know,
awesome.
How are you going to get to New Hampshire?
It's called 100 Night Shelter. It's open 100 nights a year, and it's only open in the evenings when it's really cold.
Yeah. And Sarah is correct that socialism and communism are basically the same thing. Bastiat even throws in what he referred to as protectionism, which is basically fascism, says they're the same plant in three different stages of development.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM is our username on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. This live Sunday edition. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, I want you to check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. There's some perks. And, well, if you like the program, you'll like the perks. But check them out, amp.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Libertarian banker.
And Daryl.
Let's go to Larry calling in from Evansville, Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
I'd like to. Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to address my comment or comment question.
Yep, go ahead.
Mark, I believe you said that you should, correct me if I'm wrong, you thought that people should be allowed to come to the United States freely, but not be allowed to vote ever and not receive any public support. Is that correct?
Right. I would make a change to the immigration system as it exists today, and I would make the that change would entail basically those two points. And I feel like that compromise really solves a lot of people's problems with immigration and illegal immigration. Go ahead, Larry.
Okay. I don't believe that would work for this reason.
Okay.
You could take
Please.
California. You could take California as an example.
Okay.
With all the problems California has, because it's basically a socialist state, they allow, according to the current law, illegal immigrants to get driver's license, and that automatically then will allow them to vote.
That's not true.
That's not the way voting's worked in any place I've been, but okay.
Well, one of the requirements to vote in federal elections is that one must be a U.S. citizen.
Right. Right. Well,
just because you have a driver's license does not mean that you are a U.S. citizen.
Well,
no, they could be stealing somebody's identity and voting that way, which that's a crime in and of itself. There.
I wonder why they would commit the crime, though. I mean,
to vote. Well,
on one hand, you have a felony. I'm presuming. I don't know what the, but I'm going to just presume. On one hand, you have at least a felony means at least a year in jail time. On the other side, you have a completely mathematically inconsequential act. So
voting.
I would never, never commit a crime to vote. Although I have.
I think possibly, if you look into that, I think you see that's the purpose of their purpose. Of,
I think that, what that sounds like is one of those illegal immigrant scare stories, is what that sounds like. I mean, it sounds like something that came around in an email.
Right. There are also municipalities throughout the United States, various locations that will allow.
I'll tell you this. Democrats, I'll concede this. Democrats really, really, really want immigrants to vote. You know why?
Right.
Because Republicans have treated them like crap.
I believe that the Democrats really are trying to replace their voter base with illegal immigrants, and that's why they're
then Republicans should stop supporting, stop making such a big deal about illegal immigrants, who are a relatively small percentage of the population, and then you wouldn't have to worry about the Democrats recruiting them. I mean, why make it easy on them?
Yeah, well, like I said, there are municipalities throughout the United States that allow, quote, illegal immigrants to
then I guess those
office,
municipalities
run for office and vote in their municipal elections.
Well, no,
a municipal election and a federal election are two completely different things. The statement that I made was in order to vote in a federal election, one must be a United States citizen, which means that, you know, if you're not
a
legal immigrant, you can't just have a blanket across the board voter registration.
So I'm really, I'd be very surprised.
There are some states that allow 16-year-olds to vote in municipal elections if they're going to turn 18 before the next statewide.
But how many really do? Is the
very few.
Because very few people vote in municipal elections and state elections anyway.
Correct. The last municipal election that we had in Keene, New Hampshire, voter turnout was, I believe, 7%.
Yeah, but I think New Hampshire is much higher than most. I think you're talking an average of probably 5%, maybe 3% in most municipal elections in the United States. Why are you worried about this tiny little number, Larry, in cities you don't live in?
You have been watching perhaps one of the most performances by an American president.
Don't know.
Say that again? About my backyard. My backyard's fine. Everything's going on good there.
That's it. Never mind what goes on any place else, as long as it's not in your backyard, right? NIMBY, is that what it is?
No, all I'm saying is if a municipality is letting people vote, and I'm presuming your premise because I don't really believe it.
How about this, Larry? How about you, is it Larry?
Yeah.
How about you leave your neighbor alone? How about you let him do whatever the heck to do?
But that's not what a municipal election is about, though.
I'm talking about immigrants. If people want immigrants to come to this country, they should open up their doors and allow people into their house, and you shouldn't have a damn word to say about it.
I got a place. If he's willing to work, I'll let him in.
Who cares what your neighbor does? How does that harm you?
Where do we draw the line, though, Mark? You said if he's willing to work.
Larry, I made a statement. Larry, my statement was that immigrants shouldn't be able to vote, and you're like, but they will. Well, how can I say that? They shouldn't be able to commit crimes, but some of them will.
Florida man also does horrible things. Should we ban Florida man?
Because I lived in California. And all they do, I really have to show up there, is a driver's license and a utility bill.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad you moved out into California. I mean, California's reaping what they sow.
California shouldn't exist. Should we ban California?
Thank you for the call, Larry. I appreciate it. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I've got a follow-up, basically, what he was talking about with possible problems with illegal immigration.
Great.
One thing you guys didn't mention, all right, so let's take your idea for a second. We open up basic immigration just to everybody, okay?
Immigration open to everybody, no voting, no federal government, no tax money. Got it.
Yeah, like they're residents, but they're not citizens.
Yeah, second-class citizen.
But one of the problems is, all right, so if that happened, we would get basically a massive wave of immigration from
that's the presumption.
Every part of the world.
Well, wait a second.
Part.
It's a presumption, but can I rebut that presumption before you go any further? When the United States had more porous borders in the 1960s, immigrants, especially from Central American immigrants, specifically Mexican immigrants from El Norte, they would just cross in, do the farm work, and then they'd go back home. So maybe, maybe not. One could make the same claim about Mississippi and New York City. The standard of living in New York City, the paycheck, the average income in New York City is significantly higher than it is in rural Mississippi, but we don't see everybody in rural Mississippi going to New York City.
That's true, but things were also different in the 1960s where we didn't have
but they're the same today.
We didn't have massive population booms in the third world countries where they're much more overcrowded because the standard of living, but also people were just not dying as much.
Vaccinations, right?
Like in Africa and South America.
Okay.
So their populations have exploded.
All right.
There's plenty of land. I mean, the majority of the United States isn't even occupied by anybody.
There's
plenty of space.
I bet they'd give a free house to everybody in Detroit.
It's less about, what did you say?
I bet they'd give Detroit would give them a free house.
There are a lot of empty ones in Detroit.
It's less about land and it's more about resources. But my point is,
but the pie gets bigger. So when immigrants
increase, regardless in immigrants, okay?
When immigrants come to this country, when you have more people come to an area, demand grows, which then grows supply, and the pie gets bigger. It's not a finite pie. We can make this pie bigger.
I understand, but that's not my point. My point is,
that's what you said.
When people come.
Okay, go ahead, Nicholas.
That's not what I meant, but let me just, I'm trying to get my point across.
Go ahead.
When I
thought you already have.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So when we get that increase in immigration, now, if there's going to be an increase, it's debatable on how big it would be, but there would be at least a significant increase.
Okay, go.
But the thing is even though they're not going to be able to vote, their children will vote. And the thing is
maybe
over
the
time,
Republicans should stop making immigrants feel bad. Maybe the Republicans should pass this, and then they can say to every immigrant, look, we let you come here.
Or maybe the Republican Party should also cease to exist.
I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats. What I'm talking about...
Mark is talking about Republicans.
Well, look, people vote generally for one of two parties. 99% of people vote for one or two parties, and they're all worried. And the Democrats want immigrants to come so that they'll vote and get Democrats in office. The Republicans don't want immigrants to come because they'll vote and then put Democrats in office. I mean, this is simple math here.
But what my point is when they get into the country and then they start families and they have kids, which is fine, the thing is that very quickly you're going to change the culture of the country.
What does culture
mean? So now
mean?
He's worried about culture.
I wish you would have said culture when you first started your call 5 minutes ago. What is culture? Give me a definition in 10 seconds.
Culture are your values and norms that you have in your
I don't
society.
Share the values. I don't share your values or your norms.
Nope. Thank you for the call. We're out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.